Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. This is the Good News Hour, and your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I hope to bring before you today a number of contrasting portions of the Word of God. And I shall put it before you in this way. These scriptures will emphasize clearly, I'm sure, what we once were and what we now are. Now let me qualify that just a little. I say what we once were, referring to our position, our standing in nature. In other words, as we were before our conversion. And then the other passages that we hope to read in contrast to this will be what we now are in our Lord Jesus Christ, or those who are the saved of the Lord. Now I shall go over them one by one, and then we'll go into a little detail as the Lord helps us. First, what we were. Children of wrath, and you would find a passage to corroborate this in the second chapter of the Epistle to the Ephesians in verse 3. And then, children of disobedience, that is in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 6. Dead in sin, Ephesians 2 and verse 5. Afar off, Ephesians 2 verse 13. In darkness, Acts 26 and verse 18. Without Christ, Ephesians 2 and 12, in bondage, Ezra chapter 9 and verse 9, aliens and strangers, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12. Now, in contrast to all this, I want to cite some scriptures that tell us what we now are, those of us who are the redeemed or the saved of the Lord, those of us who have been brought into vitally living eternal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ by a new birth, by a salvation, and what God says of us. We are spoken of as children of God, and that, of course, is found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. That is in contrast to being children of wrath. And then as obedient children, you turn to the first epistle of Peter chapter 1 verse 14, and we're spoken of as alive unto God, in contrast to dead in trespasses and sins. That would be in Romans chapter 6 and verse 11. And then made nigh, once afar off, now made nigh. That is in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. Once children of darkness, now children of light. You would find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. Then, without Christ, now Christ in you. You would find that in the epistle of Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 17. And then, in bondage, that's what we once were, now called to liberty. And that would be Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Aliens and strangers, says Paul, in Ephesians chapter 2 and 12. Now he speaks of us as a priesthood, yes, thank God, a holy priesthood, and also a royal priesthood. But more about that a little bit later on. Now, you see, the title of this program is called good news hour, and certainly not all we have to bring to you always is good news. And just as, for instance, when you go to see the physician, you may have a malady that needs correction, and so the doctor has to be faithful, he must be honest, and he must reveal the existing facts to you. You may dislike them, but they must be faced by you, and something must be done about it. Now, you must face facts when you come to the Word of God, and they aren't always just to our liking. Now, and I repeat, it is not exactly good news. So the gospel is good news. The gospel tells us of God's infinite, full, and rich provision that changes the entire picture and brings us out of that fearful state, that sad position as being children of wrath, children of disobedience, dead in sins, far off in darkness, without Christ in bondage, aliens and strangers, and brings us right to the very Father's heart, and brings us to the place where our blessed Lord can reconcile us and all the value of His spotless person and of His perfect work. Now, I think we should just turn to one or two of these passages, and the first one is what you once were. And of course, if you haven't been saved, if you haven't been reached by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, what you now are. And it is by no means, I repeat, flattering, but on the other hand, it is most flattening. And so we shall read then, first of all, about what we were. And I may say what you now are if you have never been saved by the grace of God. Listen to it, Ephesians chapter 2, reading at verse 1, which says, "You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience," or the children of unbelief. Now this is our sad past. This is the truth of God about us, as we come into this world and have a link with the first man, Adam. In other words, what we are in nature. Listen to what he says just a little bit further on. "Among whom also we all had our conversation," that is our manner of living, "in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Now I want you to be sure to get that. See what God says about you, first of all, that you are a child of wrath. In other words, you are under the wrath of Almighty God. Now, if that truth was apprehended by you today in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, it would work in your soul definite conviction, which in turn would result in definite conversion to God. Now, you aren't responsible for the fact that you are a child of wrath. But I want to tell you, you certainly are responsible if you remain in that position before God. You see, you could instantaneously become a child of God and no longer be under the wrath, no longer be under the sentence of judgment, brought into the glorious liberty of the children of God. You see, the truth is that in our natural state, in our unconverted state, our eyes are blind, Godward and heavenward too. Naturally, we are creatures of sense and of time. Of course, we're creatures of eternity. But you see, we find, at least attempt to find, our delights in this world. And as we have already suggested, and the Word of God clearly states, that we are under the dominion of Satan in our natural condition. I repeat it once again, under the control of Satan. And you know, those chains could be broken instantaneously. You know, we sing sometimes a beautiful hymn that goes something like this, and it's only those who are genuinely reached by the grace of God who can say it truthfully from their heart, or even sing it, "My chains are snapped, the bonds of sin are broken, and I am free. Oh, let the triumphs of thy grace be spoken who died for me. Now let me stress that, if I may, just a little bit further. A child of wrath, and further, a child of disobedience, or a child of unbelief. You see, in your heart and in my heart, naturally, it's filled with unbelief, Godward unbelief as to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would say that one of the most difficult things to put over, one of the most difficult things to persuade men and women to accept, to bow to, and believe, is that they could be saved in an instant of time, without works, without money, without any effort whatsoever. But then on the other hand, the work has been accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as you go down the picture, as we have been suggesting, and as the Word of God so clearly sets it forth, I repeat, the picture becomes blacker and blacker. Oh, it's so dark. Think of being a child of wrath, if you will. Think of being a child of unbelief. And think of being dead in trespasses and dead in sins, and further, afar off and in a state of spiritual darkness, without Christ, in bondage, aliens to God and strangers to Him. Now I'm sure if that is your position today, you're saying, I no longer desire to remain at a distance from Himself. I no longer desire to remain in a state of spiritual death and distance and under the power and the control of Satan. However could I be brought into liberty? How could I be delivered from the wrath to come? Well, just listen to this verse as we conclude. The third chapter of St. John says in verse 36, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. If you take your position in the first part of that verse, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, salvation would be yours at this very moment. Trust him today and enter into the joy of salvation. Now let's have a line from your Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.
The Lord upon the cross behold, that all